Crystal.
Good. Let us see what Challoner has for us next.
After years of being obsessed with the fabled London School of Economics, I finally started. And quickly realised it was boring as shit. I already knew everything they were trying to teach me. And my classmates were right shits, looked to me like I was dirt. And I guess I thought the same of them. The only person I got along with was B, who ended up becoming my flatmate. Thank God for her. And then, shit. I ruined our relationship when Jared stole our company's funds. I think it was also because I knew how I got in. I betrayed a good friend. I went back to the lair to see if I could find Sahail to apologise, to see if there was something I could do to make amends. He wasn't there. The lair wasn't there. It had been completely cleaned out. Poker saved my life, but it also ruined some important things. Obsessions, man.
Be careful, Mr. Newton.
Have you gone in?
No. We've been waiting for you. We don't see any movements within. The place is surrounded.
Good. Omar, are you fine to proceed?
I am.
What shall we do, sir?
Allow me.
No. It's my turn. How are your senses in the wind?
Better than in water. I think there's someone upstairs.
Someone dead?
No.
What is he talking about?
Trust him.
But he's blind.
Trust him. Mr. Khaled?
The room down the hall.
You there? Are you all right?
He can't hear you.
He's naked.
Answer us. Are you all right?
Stop. He may have a bomb on him, like Augustus.
He doesn't.
Are you sure?
I am. But allow me to check. I need a blanket or something to keep him warm.
Take my coat.
Are you all right?
Stay away from me!
What's wrong?
Stay away from me!
I'm here to help you.
Are you?
Is this your home?
Where am I?
In Bristol.
How did I get here?
Is there anyone else here?
I don't know.
You don't know how you got here?
No.
What do you remember?
I was at home, and then attacked by someone. I did not see his face.
It's all right.
Stay away!
I'm here to help you. Can you look around you? Do you see any bombs or explosive devices?
No, I don't think so. I don't see any.
Good. I'm going to place this coat on you. Is that better?
Yes.
Come, we'll take you to a warm spot.
I don't like it here.
I know. Come, let's help you up. Calm now. That's it. We need a fire downstairs now.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Isaac!
Nicola.
Do you know this man?
Nicola. I'm going to take care of you.
Who is this?
It's my former assistant and friend, Mr. De Douilly.
Why is he here?
I don't know. But if it's because of Challoner, I'm going to kill the man.
do hope he's all right.
Miss Newton is home. Places, everyone.
Yes, sir.
Sit down over there.
Yes, sir.
I've always viewed relationships of all sorts as a mathematical equation, a zero-sum game. You either give more than you get, or vice versa. Maybe that's why I've sucked at friendships and dating and everything else. Hell, the only friend I have in life is my roommate B, and it's probably because we're the same. We're both outsiders. She needed a roommate to help pay rent, and I needed a place to stay. That was it. Until her father invested in my crypto startup. That money-swindling bastard, Jared Eubanks, was the first person I really trusted. B actually introduced us. He was a friend of a friend and she thought we'd hit it off dating-wise. That didn't work out. I hate to say it, but he was just too short and I didn't love the premature baldness. Sue me. But he did challenge me and my ideas, and there was something kind of cool about that. He knew I was bored at LSE and told me I needed to come up with something new, something big. I kind of miss having someone do that for me.
Here, Nicola. Through here. Finnegan, please prepare a bed for our guest.
Will he be all right?
Would I be asking for a bed if he was? Go and prepare it.
Certainly.
Come along, Nicola. Mr. Khaled, can you aid me?
Of course.
I have an idea. Come, Nicola, to the study.
I know Newton seems to like this guy, but if I was Omar, I'd watch out for him. I don't know. Maybe I've got to be more trusting.
Nicola, I am continuing our research. This is my study. Oh, look here. I've set it up just as we did 3 years ago. I'm replicating everything, every single element of our research. And this time, I am going to succeed. We're going to succeed.
Mr. Newton.
See?
I think Mr. Dudouye needs his rest.
Certainly he can.
I think it's important not to overwhelm him right now.
Quite right, yes. We can continue this later, or tomorrow, or whenever he is able.
Our guest's bed is prepared, sir.
Thank you, Finnegan.
Here, I'll see him to his room.
And make sure he gets into bed.
I will.
And assign one of the staff to watch him constantly.
Good idea, Omar. Yes, Finnegan, please make that happen.
Yes, sir.
Finnegan, thank you for this.
You're very welcome, sir.
When I get my hands on that bastard, I'm going to kill him.
We don't know Chaloner was behind this.
I do. He's the only one smart enough to find Nicola.
What do you mean? Where was he?
I don't know. He and I haven't corresponded or talked in 3 years. I couldn't find him.
Someone did.
He has no right to drag Nicola into this.
We will find Chaloner.
We must.
I'll help. We'll find the man, and if he is indeed guilty, he shall be punished by every law in the book.
If guilty, the man is guilty.
Mr. Newton, please sit down. We'll find Chaloner. We will.
Look, I should look in on Mr. Dudouye, ensure he's resting properly.
Finnegan has taken care of him.
Still, I should check.
I would advise you to allow him some time, Mr. Newton. And you should rest as well.
I don't need any rest.
You need to be at full strength when we finally catch Chaloner.
No, you're right. It's been an eventful day.
An eventful week.
Shall I have Finnegan turn down your bed as well?
No, I have an errand to run and then I'll rest.
Where are these errands of yours?
I have to visit the church.
Of course. I'm sure the object of your devotion is impressed by your efforts.
I'm helping them with the reconstruction of the bell.
Yes, a new bell to ring. Hey, ding-a-ding. I'm sorry. Perhaps you're right. I need some rest.
Left. Right. Left. Good. Time to... Rose.
You hit me.
In every battle, there is a time to fight and a time to rest.
I'm not resting.
Don't test me.
This is taking too long.
You're making good progress.
Not enough.
Don't be impatient.
Don't lecture me.
Rose. What's troubling you?
Nothing.
I may be blind, but I can see something is amiss.
All is well.
Rose?
My family.
Are they in good health?
Yes. Yes, everyone's fine. But my father's decided to relocate us to Paris.
Paris?
According to my father, his business interests will benefit by the move.
Well, Paris is lovely.
It's boring.
Yes, it is.
I fear the only way to remain in England would involve being married off, which... Well, it's fair to say I'd prefer being kicked in the face to that.
I fear for your future husband's safety.
I will hurt you.
The Brotherhood have a great presence in France. You could train with the cell at the Royal Palace of Chinon.
I don't wish for another trainer.
One day you will have to fly on your own.
Do they dictate where you go? Who to train?
They once did. But now they've given me the freedom to do as I may.
And so you chose to return to London?
Unfinished business.
With Newton?
With life.
And with me?
If that is what you wish to hear. Lève-toi, s'il te plaît, mademoiselle.
Je te tuerai.
See? You'll fit in well in France. Perhaps you are right. If that's what you consider a sneak attack, we must get back to training immediately.
Yes, sir. You still haven't told me what that is.
What?
The thing you hide up your sleeve.
You've noticed this. The hidden blade. All of us in the Brotherhood receive one.
Can I have one?
You'll receive one when you earn it.
Have I not done so yet?
You are well on your way, but not yet. Maybe if you...
Finish that thought.
Shh.
I thought the church was supposed to be empty.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
What is it?
Is this a test you've staged for me?
I wish I were that clever.
Men.
Yes.
Their footsteps in unison and quiet. Here for us.
Templars.
You realize the pistols might be easier.
Pistols are used by the weak.
Is there another entrance?
Is there?
You're using this as a test.
Of course. Concentrate.
I can't sense anything.
Nothing behind you?
Just the sound of men.
Perhaps you're not ready for the hidden blade yet. You need to be able to focus with all your senses together. There's a hidden pathway behind you. No one knows of it other than Father Jones. But first, we stop them from getting closer. Move away from the kindling, Rose.
Isn't that dangerous?
I hope so, for them. That'll stop them. Come.
I need a moment.
Is her dress ruined?
Yes!
See, something good is coming from this.
I sense something ahead of us.
You're right. At the end of the hallway.
You said Father Jones was the only one that knew of this path.
They must have found him, tortured him. I hope not. Come. Rose!
That sounds ominous.
It is.
Omar?
Omar?
Is there a hole down there?
Underneath that rock, about 20 yards away?
Yes.
There is.
Let's go. Are you safe, Rose?
Yes, are you? Oh, God damn it, I want out of here! Davin and Michelle are sadistic bastards. There's no fucking coins here. They're just trying to push the claustrophobic girl, make her break. Fuck! Let me out! Get me out of here, hey, Michelle! Fuck you! Just breathe, Ilya. Just breathe.
Rose, do you see any light?
A small ray. Oh, thank God.
Good, an opening. Come.
Are you hurt?
Just my leg. I've had worse. We're 10 feet from the opening?
Yes.
Let's get started. Rose? Have you made it to the top?
I have.
Yes.
I'm just...
Rose!
Oh, shit!
Let her go!
We're here for you, Khaled, not her.
If you don't put her down, you shall die.
If you don't get up here, we'll kill her.
Take me. I'm yours.
Omar.
Are you all right, Rose?
Yes.
You're Omar Khaled.
I am.
The great assassin.
I've never used that phrase.
But you're blind.
Last I checked.
I don't believe a blind man can kill so many souls.
Then perhaps you're the blind one.
Rose?
Silence, wench!
Wench!
Rose!
You're spending your time with a Moor in darkened places, probably letting him smudge your virtue. It's disgusting. You might as well debase yourself with an animal.
You're the animal. One I wouldn't touch, even at knife point.
Well, let us test that theory.
Omar!
What the hell?
Wench! Move the animal now!
Rose, stop.
Did I just...
He's alive.
I was about to kill him.
You did the right thing. You stopped because you didn't need to. Sometimes you will, when it's necessary. You're already a better assassin than I am.
I can't.
Rose, it's all right.
Life can end like that.
Rose, you're shaking.
Thank you.
For what?
For saving me, for training me, for being you.
Oh, shit. I know what's happening here.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Omar.
Rose, this isn't proper.
Oh, but it feels right.
It does.
So, please...
I'm sorry, Ilya Khan, but the system doesn't appear to allow us to experience this part of your ancestor's story.
Are you fucking with me?
Of course not.
What's your name again?
Sean Hastings. And I'm sorry, but Explore DNA has its system set up for family-only experiences, which basically means no sex. You can experience all the violence you want, but no sex. I know, right? How stupid.
But I thought we hacked their system.
We did. But we still must adhere to the machine's codes of conduct.
So you're not going to let me listen in to my great-great-great-uncle getting it on?
Did you really want to listen to that?
Yeah, good point.
I thought so.
How long are we going to wait?
Till they're done.
Are you supervising in the meantime? Peeking?
I'm afraid not. Well, not afraid, just the machine will let me know.
So you're some kind of AI device, right?
No, you're an AI device.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I appear to be having difficulty transferring my humour to this new platform. I'm working out these bugs.
We're safe though, right?
How do you mean?
I mean, the bad guys aren't watching us, are they? They don't know we're using their machine.
No, Michelle's a great hacker. She was a hacktivist before she was an assassin.
What can this AI version of you do, exactly?
You're not talking about sex, are you?
Of course not.
Well, I can stop time, stop bullets with my mind, and dive into alternate, parallel worlds.
Really?
No. Do I look like Neo?
I don't know what you look like.
A cross between Richard Madden and Daniel Craig.
Bullshit.
An AI can dream, can't it?
Is there any way you can just fast forward this story?
Past the sex?
Yeah, that. No, fast forward to where he finds the code on the coin we're looking for.
I wish I could. But the limited memory space and frankly pathetic processing power of this consumer-level equipment stops me from doing that.
Well, shit. You're nothing but a spoilsport, then.
No, I can do a lot.
Like looking into something for me?
What did you have in mind?
Nah, it's okay.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge. Or a way to trick me into doing something. Either way, I'm game. What is it?
Are you able to find the location of Jared Eubanks?
E-U-B-A-N-K-S?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, this is a tricky one.
You can't find him?
No, I can. It's just going to take longer than I thought.
Well, it sounds like we've got time to wait.
Really?
What?
You're getting AI Sean to track down your old business partner.
You saw that?
You don't think I'm monitoring everything you do?
Gavin promised me he'd get Jared's info, and I haven't seen anything yet.
You don't trust us?
You almost got me killed twice in the last 24 hours, so yeah, I'm not totally at ease with you guys.
We have Jared's location.
Then get him!
We need to be careful. He's living off the grid. We have some of our people doing reconnaissance work to verify it's him before we swoop in and grab him.
Where is he?
What are you gonna do? Catch a flight now and find him.
I'd do whatever I could.
We don't want to scare him off.
Just tell me where he is. What country?
The Channel Islands.
Asshole stole my investors' money and is on a permanent vacation. That's an hour-long flight. We should go.
You're gonna have to calm down. Patience.
You sound like Omar.
Smart man. I know what it's like to be fucked over by people too. Why do you think I became a hacker in the first place? But I promise, no, I swear to you, that we're going to get him and make him regret ever betraying you and your investors.
You're gonna kill him?
If that's what you'd like.
No, I just want my money back.
Then that's what we'll do.
Promise?
Promise.
Well...
What?
Maybe you can just hurt him a little? The security dude's okay?
An existential crisis, but other than that, fine. So, Omar and Rose finally did it.
I knew it was going to happen eventually. I could actually feel how his heart started to race and his palms got sweaty when he'd see her. It was pretty fucking weird.
Never thought you'd experience the world in a man's body, did you?
Have you done this before? This anime shit?
Nah, I prefer this universe. I'm a tactile person. I like to know everything around me is real.
Unless it's all a simulation.
Don't get started on that shit.
So you're gonna find Jared?
You're gonna find out the message on that coin?
Still feels like finding a needle in a haystack, but yeah. I'll let you know the moment my uncle finds out.
Then let's find that needle.
And here we are.
Yes. Back home.
I should go. Help Father Jones go through the rubble.
He'll be all right.
The man has been through a lot. He's a survivor.
As are you. You should come in first. My father would love to see you.
I should go.
I told him yesterday that you're back in London. He said I must invite you over.
I don't think either of us should see him right now. Especially you.
Me?
Your dress is the very opposite of presentable at the moment.
Oh, yes. You know... I had feelings for you since I first met you.
You did?
Of course. You were always so nice, But you didn't treat me like a little girl.
I'm sorry.
No, 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 that's just what I wanted. Like now.
This... It's not meant to be, Rose. We're not meant to be.
I know.
You do?
Yes. I know that with what we're doing and moving towards, you or I could die at any moment. But that makes something like this moment with you that much sweeter. Come in, please. Father would love to see you.
Next time.
So, tomorrow?
Still no patience. The Royal Guards.
Where is he?
Who?
Mr. Nigel Galloway.
My father.
Inside, now.
What are you doing?
Out of our way.
Omar!
I'll find out what I can. Who are you here for, good sir?
We have an order to arrest Mr. Galloway.
On what charges?
Counterfeiting.
That's preposterous.
This is an outrage.
Silence!
Who authorized this?
The warden of the Royal Mint.
Newton.
Omar, do you know anything about this?
No, Mr. Newton is at home right now resting. He shouldn't be conducting any business.
I'm innocent. Search my home.
That's why we are here.
Omar, you must do something.
I will, Rose. I will.
I was about to drop out of LSE when Jared came to me, told me to look into cryptocurrencies. I know, they're so 2017, but a year ago they were still pretty hot. There was something to them that really appealed to me. If done right, they would take all human error and oversight out of the equation. So I devised one that not only would create a new currency, but would allow some of the proceeds to be used to provide funding for teachers. I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty because it's all pretty intricate, but it was good. Like, really fucking good. So when Jared said he wanted to partner up with me and make it happen and help raise funds for it, I believed he could. I trusted him. Perhaps the first time I've ever trusted anyone.
Mr. Khaled?
Is Mr. Newton here?
In his study, yes.
I must see him now.
He asked not to be interrupted.
Now! Mr. Newton?
Mr. Khaled, can you not see that I'm... Are you all right?
Did you authorize the arrest of Mr. Nigel Galloway?
I haven't the foggiest notion who that is.
Are you being sincere? Are you sure?
I am. But I'm glad you're here. Nicola has woken and has a theory about Chaloner's location. He says...
I need to find out why Mr. Galloway has been taken away.
I don't know who this man is.
He's the father of a friend.
The friend you've been ringing the bell with at the church? The one taking you away from your Royal Mint duties?
Please, Mr. Newton, please. Mr. Galloway was taken into custody an hour ago, accused by the warden of the Royal Mint of counterfeiting. You didn't authorize this?
No. Are you saying that someone is trying to seize my authority?
I don't know what is happening.
Well, I need to get to the bottom of this. Let's go.
Where?
To the Royal Mint. If it's not a mistake, then someone will pay. Finnegan, call the carriage. How dare someone usurp my power?
Tower of London.
Omar?
Rose.
How dare you do this, Mr. Newton?
Who are you? And to what are you referring?
Mr. Newton, this is Miss Rose Galloway. You met the other evening, after the ball.
You were the one attacked by the thief.
I was the one who helped stop the thief.
Yes. But you're upset because we imprisoned the thief? I'll have you know he's provided us great evidence.
No, you imprisoned my father.
Your father was the thief?
No, you arrested my father, Nigel Galloway.
Yes, and I'm here to find out who had the gall to make an arrest without my involvement or approval. Well, you can be guaranteed it shall be reversed. Unless, of course, he's guilty.
He most certainly is not.
Then he'll be released. Patience, Miss...
Galloway. You know, the daughter of the man you're freeing.
Of course.
Mr. Newton, she's just anxious to see her father's freedom.
And I'm anxious to return back to my duties and to see you acting less distracted. Let us in, now.
I see now how you practice the art of patience.
Excuse me, did you say something?
I was just explaining to Mr. Carlard how wise you are.
Well, thank you. Let's go in.
What was the name?
Mr. Nigel Galloway.
What?
Galloway.
I don't see anyone here under the name when you give me Galloway, Rich.
Give me that bloody book.
Nothing. Oh, here it is. Mr. Nigel Galloway.
Let me see. So it is.
Indeed. We need to see him.
Well, that's not allowed.
Not allowed?
He's a prisoner.
Oh, a prisoner? Here at the Tower of London? What a turn of events. Listen, dear man, as the warden of the Royal Mint, I demand that you bring him here for me.
Why are you so angry?
Do you hear those people? Oh, no, wait, you don't. Do you know the suffering that goes on behind that door?
How could I not?
Well, if you do not get me, Mr. Nigel Galloway, immediately, you will experience that very same suffering.
Fine. I need you to bring me Nigel Gilbert.
Galloway!
Yes, Galloway. Nigel Galloway.
Certainly.
I normally hate those people that geek out on words, but I've always liked absconded. Sounds, I don't know, strong, unique. Well, it stopped being my favourite word the moment it happened to me. The moment will forever be etched into my memory when I got the phone call. I was checking out Office Space and starting to get excited. And then our bank called, saying that a cheque I had cut had bounced. I knew almost immediately what had happened. He took the fucking funds. All $500,000, like that. It was fucking brutal having to call each investor to say what had happened. And having to face B? Wow. But the worst was facing myself in the mirror. I knew I had betrayed my friendship math equation. It was on me. And not only did I suffer, but so did others.
Here's your prisoner.
Father!
Oh, is this Mr. Galloway?
Galloway.
Yes.
Rose!
Father, are you all right?
I am. I shall require a bath and hearty meal, but after that it will have all been forgotten.
I apologize for this, Mr. Galloway. I don't know how this happened, but I guarantee you I will look into it.
Thank you. Mr. Newton, correct?
Correct.
And Omar, is that you?
'Tis I.
Rose told me you were back in London, but it is good to see you.
I'm glad you're free.
Tell me what happened. I authorized no such arrest. Who arrested you?
It was William Lowndes.
Lowndes? Speak of the devil. Your timing is perfect, Mr. Lowndes. But what in God's name were you doing, arresting people without my consent?
Simply doing my duty, Mr. Newton.
My duty? I am the warden, sir, not you.
Not anymore.
Excuse me?
As of midnight, you've been removed of your duties.
On what account?
Really, Isaac, you wish to play this game?
I haven't an inkling of what you're talking about.
Arrest him, please.
What?
What are you doing?
What I had hoped you would have done, Omar. find enough evidence to place this criminal under arrest.
On what charge?
Counterfeiting, fraud, and most importantly, treason.
What are you talking about?
You played us all, Isaac. I knew you were full of bombast and a rabble-rouser, but I never knew you would stoop to criminal conspiracy.
What madness is this?
I'm sorry, Omar. I really am. I know this criminal was a hero of yours. He was once a great man, but now, no longer.
What has he done exactly? What is your proof?
Why don't I let my new warden of the Mint explain the charges against you?
Identify yourself and tell me these charges.
I'm really sorry to have to do this, Mr. Newton. I'm a great admirer.
Be quiet and tell me who you are.
I'm William Challoner.
No fucking way. Your timing is shit.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Challoner just showed up.
I know, but I need to tell you something, Aaliyah.
Yeah, what?
I did some further research to find your old business partner.
Did you lose him?
No, not at all. I found something else.
What?
Well, his funds are with Abstergo Financial.
And?
And his personal banker there is its CEO.
Anyata Ryder?
Yeah.
Shit. Well, how is that the case?
I don't know. I guess they know each other and she oversaw the transfer.
Shit.
And I discovered something else while tracking the funds. Well, more like a someone.
Who?
Someone who works closely with Anyata Ryder.
Who?
Your father.
My father? He's dead.
According to this, he's very much alive.
My father is dead.
Not according to this.
No, he is. He died when I was 10. You've made a mistake.
Fahad Khan, right?
Yeah.
Well, according to these files, he works for Abstergo Financial, some sort of personal assistant for Anyata Ryder.
Bullshit.
Here, is this what he looks like?
He's dead.
Not according to this.
It's some sort of mistake.
Then why is he listed in the personnel files?
As what, her secretary? That's not him.
It doesn't say. He's just listed as being part of special projects, which could mean, well, anything. What was his career before?
I need to go back in.
Don't you wanna?
No.
I know what it's like growing up not knowing anything about your father.
He left us and then he died. That's all I need to know. Put me back in.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Dad's dead. It's probably all some sort of mistake. I should give you another shot.
I don't need it.
I don't want you to get sick.
I'm fine.
Chevys, round and sound, pickles a pound.
Who the fuck do these people think they are? You can't just go into people's private information and track down every little thing about them. That's shite. Sean? Hey, AI Sean. Are you there? I need you to tell me everything you know about Michelle and Gavin. Sean?
AI Sean is currently not available.
What?
AI Sean is currently not available.
Sure. Now you decide not to be here. Fuck you.
I met my dad once. He knocked up my mum and when he found out she was pregnant, ignored her. Ghosted her before ghosting had an aim. When she died, they made a lot of calls to him, but he didn't return any of them. But then a year later, when I was 5, he reached out to me through my foster parents, said he wanted to meet me, get to know me. They arranged for a visit, and I actually got excited. I mean, I was meeting my dad. But more than that, I thought he might be able to save me from my shitty life. We arranged a meeting at the park, but... well, he didn't show up.
didn't call and didn't follow up afterwards to let us know what happened. It gutted me. What a fucker. What kind of person does that to a child?
Finnegan.
Mr. Lowndes, Mr. Khaled, Miss Galloway, is it?
Yes.
And you are?
This is Mr. William Challoner.
Yes. Oh. And where is Mr. Newton?
In prison. And Mr. Lowndes here is going to explain why that is.
Finnegan, can you bring us to Mr. Newton's study? I can explain everything there.
Stop delaying, Lowndes.
Patience, Mr. Khaled.
Don't you dare say another word, Challoner. I don't know why you're not the one behind bars right now, but I vow to correct that oversight immediately.
I know you're upset, Omar, but if you would
listen...
You're
not my friend, so don't call me Omar.
Omar?
I know that Isaac Newton has painted me as a criminal, a deviant, and even a murderer, but rest assured, I'm none of those.
Men died in front of us.
Gentlemen, please. I assure you we'll discover the answers in Newton's study. Please. We've come this far.
Omar, you must control your temper. Hear them out and then prove them wrong.
They're wrong.
Maybe.
Rose.
Let's hear them out.
Finnegan, will you close that window?
Certainly, sir.
Where is it?
What are you looking for?
For, Here.
A safe?
In the floor.
Finnegan. May I have the key?
This is Mr. Newton's property. I'm not at liberty to allow anyone to access it.
This house is the property of the Royal Mint, and as its head, I have the right to access anything inside of it. So open it, now.
As you wish.
And here they are.
Coins.
Indeed.
Just as I theorized, Mr. Lowndes.
This is the proof.
Of what, exactly?
Counterfeiting. Mr. Newton has led everyone to believe he has been spending his days and nights conducting experiments in alchemy. But that is false. He has been using his prowess in chemistry to create the cleanest and most authentic of false coins. These really are quite good.
This makes absolutely no sense. Since I've met him, he has been obsessed with stopping all counterfeiting activity.
All as a front. He needed to demonstrate he was making progress. Meanwhile, he was creating his own operations. The last person anyone would expect.
It was really quite clever.
We were stopping your criminal activity.
Were you? I'll admit that I have a devious past, but not a day has gone by that I don't regret my actions. I am an honourable member of society today. Ask Mr. Lowndes here. He'll vouch for me.
So why does all the evidence point to you?
That's the way he designed it. I started to hear word on the street that Newton was up to something, so I decided to look into it.
Thank God you did.
I'll admit I'm not the cleverest man in the world. Nowhere near as wise as Newton, so he realised very quickly that I was pursuing him.
So he decided to take down his own operations and to blame it on you.
Me?
We witnessed men dying. They were uttering your name.
Yes. Giving warnings of a mysterious man by the name of Challoner. But did any of them ever indicate that they had spoken directly to Challoner? Said what he looked like?
Jack Oliver, the thief that stole Rose's necklace.
Oh, yes. Jack Oliver, the thief who led you to the house with the coordinates. He told you of a shadowy man that had threatened the lives of his children, did he not?
He did.
But he could not identify this man.
He almost killed Newton.
And why would he do it? Is it not possible Newton was the very man who threatened Oliver's children?
Oliver would have told me.
Newton threatened to kill his children if he did.
I heard a commotion down here.
Ah, you must be Mr. Dedouille.
I am. Where's Isaac?
In prison.
Pardon me?
These men are trying to convince us that Mr. Newton is the master criminal rather than Challoner here.
You're Challoner?
I am. And I'm sure that Newton has told you nothing but horror stories about me.
Yes, of course.
I assure you they are purely fictitious.
Mr. Newton has no reason to do any of this.
Isaac Newton is perhaps the world's greatest scholar, but what has that earned him? A pitiful salary at Cambridge and no accumulated wealth. And people with nothing like the same intelligence are living like kings. He grew tired of it all and was reduced to begging from friends like myself for postings in the city. And let me tell you, he despised every moment of it. But it wasn't enough. He needed to get more. So, took advantage of his posting and oversight to create a vast counterfeiting system.
Also, I understand he's been wanting to impress Mr. de Douillet here.
Pardon me?
That's not important here, Challoner.
No, I think it's further proof. Did Mr. Newton not tell you in the past that he desired to acquire wealth to impress you?
That's none of your business.
Did Newton not become obsessed with your friendship? Did he not demonstrate aspects of his personality that scared you?
Isaac is a complicated man.
And a man able to hide things from others?
Yes.
I know this is all difficult to take in, Omar, but it's true. I have reviewed every piece of information from every party. Isaac Newton fooled all of us.
I'm sorry, Mr. Khalid. I've heard nothing but honourable things about your character, and I will ensure you receive nothing but the highest commendations from the Mint.
Get out!
Very well. I must find the guards to come and retrieve this evidence. Good day, all.
Omar? Are you feeling ill?
I need a moment.
I'll call my carriage and go home. Omar, will you come to see my father and me tonight? It's his first night home after the dreadful incarceration. Omar?
Yes?
Mr. Lowndes?
Miss Calloway. Mr. Finnegan, Mr. de Douillet, may Mr. Khaled and I have this room?
Certainly.
I didn't believe it at first either. I've never liked Challoner, found him to be too overbearing, but as he continued to provide me with information from many sources, it started to make sense.
I can't believe it.
I deal with royalty and politicians each day. Treachery exists on all levels. Omar, you're a good man who was bamboozled by a wise man. Use this as a lesson. I need to go. Shall I trust you with these coins? The Mint's men should be here within the hour.
Yes, that's fine with me.
Hello?
Mr. Khaled, to see Miss Rose Galloway.
She's indisposed at the moment.
She asked me to come.
She's indisposed.
It's okay, Smith. I'm expecting him.
As you wish, m'lady.
Omar, how are you?
Oh, wonderful.
You don't need to pretend with me.
Construction?
Father's making changes to the place. The Royal Guard truly created a mess.
Can he afford that?
There's been a great turn of events. Recall Father's favourite expression, just when things seem at their worst, they are bound to change quickly. Well, it appears to have occurred for him. Just before he was arrested, he secured financing for a new factory and boats. Which means... we're staying in London.
That's a grand development.
I'm staying in London.
Yes, grand.
We can continue our training.
Rose, I need some time.
But I want to learn.
I'm not the right person to aid you.
But the events of today prove that the world's a dangerous place. One never knows who is a criminal. It makes me want to become an assassin more so than ever before.
I'll find someone else to train you, someone better.
I want you.
I can't.
You won't.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry for being fooled by Newton.
No, I'm not.
Listen to me. Isaac Newton is a smart man that fooled everyone. Not just you, everyone. So you need to stop feeling sorry for yourself.
I am not.
You are. Look at yourself. You want me to tell you they're wrong. Well, they aren't. He's a bad man, and even worse, he betrayed your trust and friendship. He used you, Omar, and that's not right.
He didn't. He didn't. I need to go.
Where? To visit your friend?
I don't know.
Where then? To run away from everyone who cares about you? You're quite good at that. Well, I think you should leave. Now.
Rose.
Go. Tell the Brotherhood to send someone who's willing to finish my training and who won't walk away when he's in a bad mood.
Rose.
Leave. Now!
I'm sorry, Rose.
Who's there? Rose?
No one.
Out of the way! More!
I owned only one thing that was given to me by my dad. Well, kinda. It was a lighter that apparently he'd given my mother before, you know, I was born. I held onto that lighter for years. Kept on flicking it and kept on putting in new fluid every time it stopped working. People thought I was a smoker even though I was only 6 years old. It gave me a small feeling of comfort, I guess. But actually, it was protection. I had visions that if he ever came to visit me, I'd use it against him as a weapon. Grab some hairspray and use it like a flamethrower. Or if I ever learned where he lived, I would burn the place down. I was running away from a foster home when it fell out of my pocket. I was so tempted to go back to grab it, but it was stupid holding on to it. I don't know why I did. Fuck.
Who are you here to see?
Mr. Isaac Newton.
Man's popular.
What do you mean?
You're the third person to come see him in the last 2 hours.
Well, who else has been here?
I don't know. Someone's waiting in the room there. I don't know who the first person was.
You don't register the names?
Listen, these people are all animals. If this Newton is here, he's an animal too.
They're all human beings.
I'm not so sure about that. I'll bring the two of you in to see him together.
I would prefer to see Mr. Newton by myself.
And I would prefer to be home right now. Neither are going to happen.
I'm quite adamant about Mr. Duduye.
Omar?
I'll go get the prisoner and bring him here. But I need to be in the room. I have strict instructions to not let him out of our sights.
I don't like this place. Or that man.
Or what's happened to us. I didn't expect to see you here.
I feel like I should be here for Isaac.
You don't think he's guilty?
No. I mean, I don't think so. Do you?
He has the intelligence to have done it.
But does he have the heart?
I don't know about that.
I thought I did. Oh, I don't know. I believe his heart is true. Yes, he has his moments and his moods. But even then, I don't think he would betray his belief in honesty and what is right. Oh, what's going on out there?
I don't know.
What the bloody hell?
It's... I think the prisoners are rioting.
The guards will stop them, won't they?
I don't know.
We'll show them who the animals are.
You got us outnumbered.
Stay behind me.
You can't killed them? How did you do that?
Follow me.
Isaac, he'll never survive something like this.
We'll find him.
We?
Or would you prefer to stay here and let more come at you?
We it is. Omar!
Stay behind me.
Watch out! Extraordinary!
Stay behind me.
Uma, it's the guard! Over there!
It is.
Our turn to whip beach.
Please don't kill me! Please don't kill me!
Too late!
You!
Huh?
Thank you!
Down! Down!
Stay down! The cavalry! Finally!
More guards, thank God!
Where's Isaac Newton?
Down that hall!
You're going there? Where the prisoners are still rioting?
We need to save him, if he's still alive. I wouldn't go down there.
Well, lucky for Mr. Newton, I'm not you. Which cell is he in?
Cell 24. It's at the back.
Take us.
They'll kill me.
I wouldn't blame them. Are you coming?
You want me to go?
I need a pair of eyes.
You do?
Please.
Oh, fine.
He's not here. How do you know?
I don't see anyone.
Is there a body?
No.
Where is he?
Don't.
Oh, that was... I can't believe I'm still alive.
Animals.
If you say animal one more time, I will kill you. Treat them like animals and they'll act like them. So please, stop.
Do you think Isaac's dead?
We'll know soon.
Your man is nowhere to be found. We've searched every inch of this place, and he's not amongst the dead.
How many bodies are there?
22 in total. 10 of them are dead of knife wounds. Those must have been the ones attacking you.
Yes.
I don't know how you did it, but you killed 10 of the strongest, meanest prisoners we have. I've never seen that sort of precision. Would you consider working here?
And the rest?
Bludgeoned to death in the midst of the riot.
And Isaac Newton wasn't one of them?
No. However, there is something that connects them all. They were the 12 imprisoned for counterfeiting.
What? So where could he be?
Escaped.
Escaped?
He's a smart man. He instigated this entire riot as a means to kill those men and then escape.
That can't be.
Animal.
Silence.
We need to find him. And when we do, he'll be hanged for what he's done.
It's not possible. He's not a murderer.
He may not have been capable of killing them himself, but that wouldn't stop him from arranging for someone else to do it. If so, he deserves to die.
If.
What can you tell me about the other person that visited Newton?
Excuse me?
You said three people visited him.
I don't remember.
Think. This is important.
He was a gentleman. That's all I remember.
That doesn't help us.
Were all of the counterfeiters that Newton arrested sent here?
You told me to be silent.
Tell me.
Most, but not all.
Where are the rest?
Only one. He's at the Tower of London. A Lord Crystal, I believe.
Then that's where he'll go.
Newton.
Whoever did this wanted all of the counterfeiters silenced. It could have been Mr. Newton or it could have been someone else. Either way, we need to stop them.
I'm not going.
We didn't invite you. Come, Nicholas.
Well, I'm happy to inform you that Lord Crystal is alive and remains in my custody.
And the extra security?
I've been overseeing things here at the Tower for almost 6 years. And unlike Newgate, we haven't had a riot in all that time. And no escapes. That will not change today.
With all due respect, I...
I've added the extra security.
Could we see him, Lord Crystal?
Oh, very well. I never did like Newton, so full of himself.
He's not the easiest of men to get along with.
I warned Lowndes about him. His actions made no sense to me.
Which actions?
I was under the impression he would destroy the counterfeiting coin presses, but instead he had them taken away.
He took them away? When exactly did this happen?
A week ago, That's why I warned Lowndes.
He couldn't have done that. I was with him the whole time.
He sent his man to oversee the removal. His butler, I believe.
Finnegan?
Large man. Small eyes. Here's Crystal. You have 5 minutes.
Thank you, Governor. Lord Crystal.
You were the one who was there when I was arrested. Newton's man, right? Well, fuck you.
We're here to protect you. Someone may be on their way to kill you.
I don't need a Moor's help.
Tell that to the 12 other counterfeiters that were imprisoned at Newgate.
All those alleged counterfeiters are now dead.
Is Newton coming for me?
Why do you think it's Newton?
I don't think. I know.
What makes you so sure?
I know how evil that man is. Someone I trust has revealed what he's really up to.
Who?
Someone I trust.
We need to know.
I'd be happy to inform you, but I'm a businessman.
What do you want?
I would like my sentence reduced.
We don't have that power.
Perhaps not. But I saw you just now with the warden.
Do you think he'd be any more lenient?
Listen, I did something foolish. I was desperate. I'd lost my family fortune and needed to do something to save face. Counterfeiting seemed like a victimless crime. Please, I don't want to die here.
I'll talk to the warden.
Really?
Once you tell me who your informant is.
My former butler. A man named Finnegan. He's been in the service of Newton and has discovered his misdeeds.
Finnegan's your former butler?
What?
He was. Until my finances went into despair, at least. He was forced to leave and found work with Newton. He was here recently.
Was he here to visit you?
He said Newton had him running an errand.
Was it a week ago?
It was. How did you know?
We need to go.
Are you going to speak to the warden? You promised.
We will.
This means that Isaac's guilty, doesn't it?
I don't know, but I know where to get answers.
Where?
The former Crystal Estate.
Why?
I think that's where the counterfeiting machines are.
And Isaac?
If he's there, it'll prove his guilt once and for all.
I was 7 when I found out my father was dead. I received one of those boring form letters in the mail explaining there was a prison accident. I wasn't really that surprised. Of course he wound up in jail, and of course he died there. I know most people would have had a moment of sorrow that their parent was dead, but me? I smiled. I even laughed. I guess I thought of how many people other than Mum and I he fucked over in his lifetime, and how he wouldn't be able to do that ever again. Could he really still be alive? Or is this some sort of big fucking practical joke someone's playing on me?
How do you know the equipment will be here?
It's the perfect spot. A large abandoned building with enough space to hide the tools and machines.
I'm coming in with you.
No, if the equipment's there, it'll be protected. Someone had those prisoners at Newgate killed, and they'll murder anyone else in their way, so please stay here. If I don't come out in 30 minutes, go in search of William Lowndes at the Royal Mint and inform him of what's here.
But I want to...
No. I need someone to warn Lowndes.
Fine. Good luck.
Tell me where they are. Where are the tools and machines?
I don't know!
Stop! Let him go, Mr. Newton.
Stay out of this, Mr. Cullen.
Let him go.
No!
Now.
I'm innocent. I'm not going to stop until I can prove it. Tell me, Finnegan, where are they? No! Get out of my way!
Just stop!
I'm innocent!
You're not acting like it.
It's exactly what you would do, you brute!
What?
I saw you. I was running out of the prison when I saw what you did to those men. You tore them down like a fox amongst hens.
And you killed those 12 counterfeiters.
I didn't. It must have been you.
I only killed those that were going to kill me.
That's a lie. You're telling me you've never killed an innocent person. Do you even try to deny it? Think of all the people whose lives were drained away because of your hands. You're worse than Challoner or any of them.
Stop! Stop it! Isaac!
Nicola!
Stop it! What's going on in here? What were you doing to Finnegan?
I'm innocent, Nicola. I swear I am.
Have you been torturing him?
I need him to tell the truth.
You're guilty, aren't you? You killed the counterfeiters.
I didn't.
I didn't know you had it in you, Isaac.
Nicola, I didn't do it. Come back. Oh, go ahead, Omar. Get it over with.
Excuse me?
You think I'm guilty. Nicola thinks I'm guilty. So what's the point of trying anymore? Why can't this world be like a science experiment? All these lies and faked evidence. Why can't it be rational? So just kill me. Put me out of my misery. Do it, Omar.
It's not my place.
Not your place? I would have thought a man with a knife up his sleeve would know his place very well.
Don't touch that. What are you doing?
What everyone wants.
Take the blade away from your neck, Isaac.
No. Kill me, Omar. You've done it before. You can do so again.
No.
I want you to.
No.
I'm sorry, Omar.
No, this is my fault. I find it difficult to control myself sometimes.
I know. I think the reason we have got along so well is that we are so alike. We're both reasonable, rational men, but when pushed, we become the opposite and commit sins we regret.
Yes.
But I did not commit the sins they accuse me of. I am innocent.
I need you to prove it.
Go through the fine details.
Excuse me?
You're a man of science, just as I am. I've conducted a large number of experiments over the years. Many have failed. So many of them. A very large majority. And the reason they don't work is the smallest of details. And these allegations in the smallest of details, they don't add up. Why would I send my own butler to do my work for me? Too obvious. Why would I put the coins in my own house? Again, too obvious. And why would I bring Nicola into this entire mess?
You wanted to impress him.
Why would I wish something like that to be made public? Think, Omar. That would make no sense. I know I'm extremely intelligent. Everyone does. But I also know the truth. That I am actually extremely foolish and commit far too many mistakes. I was so caught up in my pursuit of Challoner that I didn't realize he was there the entire time. Finnegan! I should have known!
Stop it! I haven't done anything!
You're guilty, and I'll prove it!
Mr. Newton, this isn't the... You smell that?
What?
Fire. On the main floor.
Your friend, Monsieur de Douillet. Perhaps he's the true guilty one here.
Silence!
We need to get out of here, then we'll find out.
The entire place is engulfed!
And we need to hurry. Here, this way.
No! This way. The open windows will push the flames away. Trust me. Ethyl alcohol.
Come on.
No, it's ethyl alcohol. A combustible liquid. Someone knew we were here and wanted us dead.
Your friend.
Nicola doesn't have a single dangerous bone in his entire body. No, someone else.
We don't have time for this.
Someone wants us all dead.
We don't have time for this. We need to go.
Look out!
Finnegan!
Help!
We need to go!
No, we need to help him.
We'll never get that beam off him. Plus, he set me up. He deserves it.
Would Nicholas approve of that notion? Come on, help me!